Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas. 16-150 Dallas Parkway. And we're having a great time, but that's about to come to an end because Jared's going to give us the sobering realities of losing our pitching coach. Right now, we bring you Texas Rangers broadcaster, philanthropist extraordinaire. It is Jared Sandler. Jared, I am very distraught this morning.
Jared.
See? He's distraught, too.
He's so distraught right now.
He's so distraught, he's not even there.
Jacob, do we have Jared?
Can you guys hear me?
Okay.
There he is. I hear him.
I'm sorry.
Yay, Jared!
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. I thought you guys were distraught because of Halloween, but I guess it's not for Halloween reasons.
I'm distraught.
Have you not heard the news?
Because of Mike Maddox. What the hell are we going to do, Jared?
Yeah, you know, the Rangers this year came up short as a team, but it wasn't because of the pitching. It is arguably the best pitching that this franchise has experienced. It's always tough to know, how to assign credit, and there's no doubt that Mike Maddox deserves credit. I would say, and I think Mike would even probably say that, you know, losing Mike Maddox doesn't mean that the pitching is going to go back to the 1990s pitching and the 2000s pitching that we dreaded. There's some pretty impressively talented guys, and the other thing too is it's not, you don't just have a pitching coach and a hitting coach these days. We talked about it when the Rangers moved on from Donnie Ecker. You've got a hitting staff and a pitching staff, and I don't know, you know, if Jordan Teagues and Dave Bush are going to be back. I don't know that we know the answers to that yet, but those three formed a really formidable trio. From a coaching standpoint, and obviously losing Mike Maddox is something that is going to have an impact. It's just tough to know what, but he's so well regarded, and he certainly has had positive contributions over both of his stints with this organization.
Can you talk a little bit more specifically about maybe some of the positive contributions he had with Jack Leiter? Because, like, I love Mike Maddox, but I feel like Evaldi and DeGrom, you know what, as long as they stay healthy, they'll be fine. But what kind of impact did he have on Jack Leiter?
Well, I think Mike in general is not a big, hey, we're going to break down film and go over your mechanics guy. I remember Derek Holland, and I think it was in 2015, I was asking about Mike Maddox. Or maybe it was 2016 after Mike left following the 2015 season. But he was telling me that, you know, just like a player, right? Players have different strengths. Coaches have different strengths. And Mike Maddox is not the guy that's going to break down, you know, why this, you know, lifting your leg at, you know, this height is going to have this. It's not a biomechanics guy, right? He's a guy who is going to help you game plan the crud out of how to get hitters out, and he is going to help you have conviction in what you're doing. And I think that last part was huge for Jack Leiter this year. Jack has the stuff. We watch, you know, you watch him, you see 99 with the heater and
right. The
way that changeup moves and all that. I think for Jack, it's just the conviction to know that his stuff is good enough and he doesn't need to be perfect in order to get guys out, and having that level of conviction. And I just think that the mental game was such a big part of what Mike Maddux brought to the table in terms of helping the pitchers out. If they were willing to let him in, he was going to do wonders from a conviction and confidence standpoint. And I'm sure people are listening to be like, well, these are, you know, major league players. They shouldn't have to have someone tell them that they're good to be good. But, you know, the reality is these guys go through ups and downs, and these guys have bad starts and bad stretches, and you do need someone to remind you that your stuff's good and to show you how you can take that stuff and be effective against major league hitters.
Yeah, I don't know if you've watched Chad Powers or not, Jared, but the first thing he did when he had a new quarterback go in was he said, hey, you can win this. So you got to give him the confidence sometimes, Kevin. Other guys sometimes have to give him the mechanics of things. I am kind of curious.
Jared, just if you watch that show, just know that they want it to be more than one season. And I felt like they broke the deal that we had, is that I would watch their show, but it would only be for one season. And they tricked me.
Was it good? I need someone to give me their Hulu login. I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
I bet somebody you work with can hook you up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a possibility.
It is.
I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was fun.
I was just mad that I thought we'd wrap it up in six episodes, and we did not.
Jared, when it comes to Skip Schumacher and like his whole approach to this, was he coming in going, I would like to move in another direction there? Do you think that this was like, he's like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting, but I got a guy in mind?
I'm going to answer this. At the end, can I just quickly, Kevin, have you seen Nobody Wants This?
Yes, I've not started watching the second season, though.
Okay, all right. Is it like out of protest for certain reasons, or like you okay with the subject matter?
No, yeah, I'm fine with it. It's been scary movie season, so I haven't had a chance to jump into season two yet.
But I liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
All right, I was just curious your thoughts. I Corey, that's an interesting question because it's October 31st, and certain decisions get made, and maybe they just don't get released right away because Major League Baseball is kind of finicky on. During the postseason when you're allowed to release information so as to not take attention away. But I don't think that was the case here, right? And Jeff Wilson, shared in his story that, you know, it seems based on what we know that the Rangers did make an attempt to bring Mike Maddux back, but they also granted the Angels permission because Mike was under contract. Permission. They obviously were able to come to an agreement. So maybe there were discussions. Maybe, you know, Mike, it was really cool. Mike and Bruce Bochy had never worked together prior to Bochy's tenure, but they formed a really great duo. And I think maybe Mike wanted to consider, all right, you know, do I want to stay here if it's a different guy? And I don't know what his relationship with Kurt Suzuki is. I don't know what his relationship with Perry Manassian is. I don't know any of that stuff and maybe what lured him to the Angels. But I guess it seems like, you know, maybe it was just ongoing discussions. And ultimately, Mike decided that this was just going to be the best move for him.
Are you going to miss Mike Maddux?
Yeah, he is an incredibly unique guy. I think the baseball world probably knows more about Greg Maddux's uniqueness and his quirks because Greg was obviously the more talked about pitcher, but you know, in Rangers circles, Mike is a pretty fascinating guy. He has worn the exact same sweatshirt. It's like the Las Vegas Baseball Academy. It's like straight out of the 1990s. He wears the exact same sweatshirt every single day, no matter the temperature. He's got his quirks and routines and habits, and He is a brilliantly fascinating individual, and I'm very grateful, you know, that I've gotten to know him, and obviously just as a fan, grateful for his contributions to this organization.
Yeah, he was always a blast when he'd hop on with us. Always enjoyed it. I was ready to ask some Dodgers.
Yeah,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I know. That's what I wanted to know about as well. Are you rooting for the complete game from Yamamoto tonight? And how do you feel about the way this series has played out?
Well, I'm really excited that this series has been as competitive as it's been. And there have been some of these really cool moments. And obviously the 18-inning game and another Freddie walk-off and Shohei being Shohei. But then also Vladimir Guerrero, you know, having this remarkable postseason. And then you get some unlikely heroes as well and the Treya Savage story and, you know, all that stuff. I'm just glad it's a great series. In any circumstance, if the Rangers aren't a part of it, I want all these series to go, you know, the distance, five games, seven games, depending on, you know, which round it is. So I've really enjoyed it. I personally, I've been rooting for the Blue Jays, but not, you know, with any level of like extreme emotional attachment. I think it'd be cool if the Blue Jays won. I love the way they play. The Dodgers won last year. I'm not one of these guys who hates dynasties. I think dynasties are actually like fascinating because you get a chance to really experience and witness greatness. But, I think it'd be cool if the Blue Jays won, but I'm just glad that, you know, it's going back to Toronto and this series is going to go six or seven games. And I wouldn't be upset if Yamamoto threw a complete game. He was my preseason Cy Young pick. And, you know, he's not going to win the Cy Young, but he is incredibly fun to watch. And if he went the distance and sent it to seven, that's awesome. I also, if the Dodgers won, it would be really neat if Clayton Kershaw had some sort of hand in that seventh game, much like he did in the 18-inning game, coming in a critical spot and getting it out. He's not going to be a guy they rely on for any sort of extended work, but maybe he comes in a big moment and gets the ride off into the sunset in that way. That would be really cool, too.
Do you want me to tell you exactly how it's going to happen in the most dramatic fashion?
Yes.
All right. So Yamamoto is going to get the win tonight. It's going to send it to game seven. What's going to happen? We're going to get to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Dodgers are going to be up 4-3. There are two outs. You need somebody to pitch because Sasaki hasn't been able to shut it down. So in comes Shohei Ohtani looking to replicate his success against Mike Trout in the World Baseball Classic. On the other side, stepping to the plate with one man on, 4-3 down, it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. looking to replicate what Joe Carter did 32 years ago, when it all comes down to that final at bat, Jared, and then I'll let you watch it and see what happens.
Okay, I thought that was a Kershaw thing. I thought you were going to say that like Kershaw in the 14th inning was like the pinch runner and ended up scoring the go-ahead run for the Dodgers, and that's how his career, his last act as a major league player, a Hall of Fame pitcher, one of the greatest ever, was as a pinch runner scoring the go-ahead and ultimately game-winning run in the World Series.
Undoubtedly, that would be amazing as well. You know, you kind of mentioned Shohei being Shohei, and you're right. Whether it was Game 3 of the World Series or at the end of the NLCS, giving us two of the most amazing performances we've ever seen. For the rest of the World Series, He is 2 for 15, I do believe, and he's struggled. It's a weird dynamic, and I hope this makes sense, Jared. Shohei has struggled mightily throughout the playoffs, except for the games when he's done things that almost no human has ever done. You know what I'm saying?
100%. No, he's had his moments, and his moments have been incredible, right? But yeah, I mean, he hasn't. You know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has been remarkable throughout this postseason. Shohei has not offensively been a super stud, but yeah, I mean, he's had these moments. And you know what I love is, just from like a fan standpoint, every time he steps in the box, it's like, oh my gosh, what is he going to do? And I think, you know, that would probably be the case even if he didn't have a single hit all postseason. But just, you know, he continues to. It's kind of like golf. You suck for 17 holes, and then you have a great drive on 18, and you're like, okay, yeah, I do want to play another round, you know, in a week, because maybe I can figure it out. Well, Shohei's done enough to where you're like, yeah, you feel good that he's had his moments, even though the overall numbers haven't, you know, been maybe as great as some others. But, yeah, you're right. You know, and that was kind of the story for the Dodgers early on in the postseason before he had, you know, that big moment. Was, man, they're doing this without Shohei contributing in a Shohei-type way at the plate. And remember, they're also doing this, like, Mookie Betts had a really down year, and it's not like Mookie Betts has, you know, carried this team either. It's been an interesting mix of contribution for the Dodgers throughout the postseason.
Hey, Jared, I was told by somebody that we could have you on if you could promote Swinging for a Cause. Hey, man, you know we always love this event. It's unique. It's awesome. It's different than anything else you'll ever find. Can you kind of give us a little bump on what's happening, when it's going down, and everything?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Corey. I'm really curious who that person was, but I appreciate them too. Well, first of all, let me say this. Different from any of the previous years, where we have auctioned off a table the week of the event, we're doing it with a month's notice, so that way people don't have to like totally change their plans in 48 hours. So starting Monday, I believe, for the entire week, you guys and G-Bag and Sean and RJ will be auctioning off a chance to get a table at the event, and also at a later date, an in-studio appearance awesome. To hang out with you guys. So that's going to start Monday for all three shows. There'll be plenty of information throughout the week. So looking forward to that. And as always, I appreciate, you know, I'm so lucky to have all you guys as teammates and advocates for this, you know, for this event and this cause. So I appreciate that so much. And I hope you guys know that. I hope that the listeners know how much you guys do to support not just this cause, but so many causes using y'all's platform. And I think that's really outstanding. For the event, it's December 7th at Globe Life Field. We're going to have a bunch of celebrities. We'll try and release some names closer to, but it's going to be a really cool list. Same games from last year, but then we're also going to change it up and have some cool new additions. And I'll say this. I don't know if I'm yet able to announce this, but if you think to some of the things that Elvis and I did this year, there might be an opportunity for you to do something similar. So we got some cool things. Obviously, supporting Sandlot Children's Charity as we continue the effort to make a difference in the lives of people with disabilities. And you can go to thesandlot.org or go to 105throughthefan.com/sandlot. Josh Clark, I want to make sure I get the hits for the fan. 105throughthefan.com/sandlot for more information. Looking forward to it, and appreciate you guys and all the work you guys do for Sandlot.
Hey, Jared, that's great. My queso is here at Uncle Julio's, so we really got to go, man.
No, that it's past. It's about 3 minutes past when you guys are supposed to go to break, so I'll let you guys
get to it. Oh, look at that. Thank you very much, Jared.
I know the clock.
And yet you kept on talking.
We asked him to. It's okay.
Jared, thank you very much, good sir. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Do elite quarterbacks need another top-notch QB as a rival? We'll do that next right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.